WNST, Tassel Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. We've outdone ourselves today. They've been telling me for years about this crab cake that's not a crab cake. It's a vegan crab cake, and folks have told me about the Land of Kush, and our friends at Goodwill and our friends at Window Nation. We put this thing together, and it's my first ever vegan crab cake stop. And I finally, we had Najo on here earlier. We had Brooke Learman here telling a little bit of the story. You were here when I first tasted it.
Yes.
You see that look on people's face all the time, right? They're like, vegan. I had somebody say, that ain't a real crab cake. It's not vegan. And I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to give it a shot. A lot of people have vouched for it. This is delicious what you guys do down here. So thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for coming down.
Now, you said this segment's all going to be about Greg. So
yes.
Tell me about this guy here.
Yes,
who
Greg
is this? Now, you're a team.
We're a team.
My husband Greg, and he made me do all of this stuff that's going on at the Land of Kush. Not everything, but most of it.
All right, first idea to do this, to say we're going to open a vegetarian restaurant. We're going to do it in Baltimore City. Had you seen anything like this before, Greg?
Yes, there was a famous restaurant called the Yabba Pot. And I used to frequent that spot all the time. And the owner, very much an inspiration to me doing it, because she showed me that you could have, like, really cool food, and it was vegan, and, you know.
Did she call it soul food, too? Was it?
No, she was more Caribbean. So she's from St. Croix. I think Sky is from St. Croix. So, but she ended up moving down to Atlanta. I had always had the vision of owning my own business. And so what I did was I started to write a business plan and put things together. I was journaling. And so I was trying to figure a way to get out of corporate America.
What were you doing?
I was doing call centers. I was working as a supervisor for a call center.
Listen to that voice he's got. I buy from you.
I will sell to you all day.
What?
I will sell it.
That's how he sold himself to me.
Dude, you sold me on a vegan crab cake and got me down here.
Listen,
I've had a lot of people. I started the crab cake tour about 2 years ago. And I've had a lot of people mention that they're vegan or they're shellfish intolerant. You know, they have an allergy, whatever it is. And they've mentioned this place. Also, Gertrude's at the art museum. They also do a vegan. And these are the two places that I could invite my vegan or vegetarian. Now, Brooke is pescatarian. I thought she was. Theroux's vegan. Odette Ramos, Councilwoman Ramos, she's also vegan. They've all said your place. They've all tried it. And this is a mecca for people who love vegetables, period, right?
Sure. We kind of came at the right time. I mean, the Yabba Pot.
Where was Yabba Pot? Tell me.
It was
about
right
that.
On St. Paul Street.
Okay.
It was on St. Paul, just below 25th. It was the first, I'm not going to say it was the first vegan spot, but it was like the populous vegan spot for a long time. And so Scott ended up moving down to Puerto Rico. And so.
But you are vegan?
I'm vegan, 100% vegan.
All your life?
Not all my life, no. I still listen to this guy, KRS-One, who's a famous hip-hop artist.
Yeah.
So he always preached a vegetarian lifestyle early on, and I was always trying to change my diet, so I was moving towards this vegan lifestyle, and I ended up finding this book with 500 recipes, because I didn't know any vegans, I didn't know any vegetarians. Found this book with 500.
Why did you want to become a vegan?
Health reasons, ethical reasons. KRS did this song called Beef, talking about farming and how bad they treat the cows. So I was like, I don't want to eat any more beef. So I cut out beef. I read Malcolm X's autobiography. I cut out pork. And then
long ago? Turn of the century?
Oh, gosh. About 1900?
No, 2000 was the century.
No.
I say that a lot now because we're 22 years into this century.
Yeah, I know, right? It's hard to believe. But no, this was, I mean, I guess prior to the turn of the century, when I found the book.
You haven't eaten meat this in 20
no, no,
years.
No,
okay,
no, I haven't,
right.
No. It's been way more than that. Late 90s.
So you were in this lifestyle of eating all vegetables, being vegan, long before you had a concept to do a restaurant.
Sure. And then I was working at this call center, and I didn't feel like I was fulfilling my purpose. So I started journaling. This church elder came to me and said, write down your questions for God, listen for the answers, and write down the answers. So in the process of doing that, I came up with I was like, yo, I want to own my own restaurant, and I wanted to be vegan because I just became vegan. And so I was like, you know, Spirit was like, why not? And so, like, go ahead and do it. So I was already prepping meals because I already cooked for myself. I was a single guy living on my own.
Well, you're vegan. You got to cook for yourself.
You got to.
Unless you find a restaurant.
Yeah.
Right?
So, but when I found this book, I actually took it home. I bought it, took it home, pulled the trash can up to my refrigerator, threw everything in the trash. So I had fish in the freezer. I had butter, the big country thing of butter, the eggs, the milk. I threw everything in the trash and was like, I'm vegan. And it happened to be a Japanese cookbook too. So it was based on macrobiotics. And so everything was foreign from me. I'm from Baltimore. Like Baltimore City, we don't know. I don't necessarily know about tofu.
You recognize the rice.
That was about it. You know, shiitake mushrooms and daikon. But I threw everything in the trash and I was like, yo, I'm vegan right now. And started doing more cooking. Then I started bringing dinners to work. And then after a while, people were like, hey, that smells pretty good. Can you bring me a dinner? And so, yeah, I can bring you one for a small fee. So
where do you come into this?
Okay, so then I got laid off from this job. I ended up doing this festival called Jazzy Summer Nights. It used to be in front of City Hall. So they would do this. They still do it every first Thursday. Shout out to Finney and D Chase. But they do this every first Thursday. But at that time, it was in front of City Hall. Came out there with a friend of mine. Did the event every first Thursday. And every night, we sold out. The first night, we sold out of food in an hour.
What were you selling? What was popular? It
wasn't what was popular. It was what I could cook. And so,
mac and cheese.
Right. No, it wasn't even that. I had some tempeh. I had cabbage and potatoes. I had rice and beans. But I laid it out at 6 o'clock. The event was from 6 to 10. We sold out of food at 7 o'clock. So I was selling water and juices for 3 hours. Then, so every time...
Man, this is an inspiration and perspiration.
Hey,
story.
I hope so. Yeah, sweat.
I love this.
Hard work. And so every time we went out there, we would sell out of food early. So I was like, yo, there's a way to do this. So I need to recoup some money. So I went to work for Verizon Wireless, where I met this lovely young lady. And
was she in sales?
No. I relocated from the New Jersey location,
well,
of Verizon Wireless.
Yeah. My wife's a Verizon engineer, yeah. 31 years.
Oh, wow. Nice. So we were on the wireless side, and they were shutting down that center in Morristown, and... you know, I got down here, and
what'd you think of Baltimore when you got here?
Well, I've always been a fan of The Wire. I didn't think I'd be living in The Wire, but you know, when I got down here, I was excited. I'm like, yo, law of attraction.
right on.
I was on a health journey because when I got down here, I got a physical because you got to find a new doctor and everything. Okay. And I'm thinking I'm healthy, eating all this egg and pizza and stuff like that. And then I found out my cholesterol at age 33 was sky high, and if I didn't do something about it, I was going to have to be, that, and then on meds, and I'm holistic, so that means I don't take meds.
Were you heavier at the time, or no?
No.
Not a weight issue, no.
No. You, well, I was getting kind of chunky.
You wouldn't know until you get blood that you have an issue.
Right, so it was just too high, and then Greg happened to be on the same leadership team as myself in customer service.
And he made you lunch.
Yeah. Well, it was interesting, because he was bringing these interesting dishes to work, and I was on a journey of trying to find out what I'm going to do in Maryland, because I used to be a nightclub promoter and all this other stuff back in back up north.
OG, got it.
Yeah, so he said he was trying to open his restaurant, and I was like, I don't know about food service, because I've never worked in food service ever, not even as a teenager, but I know how to market the hell out of stuff, so if I'm passionate about it. And here we are 11 years later.
My wife had one question. So my wife this morning, Greg. By the way, Greg and Nadja are here. I want to get all the names right. Nadja Wright Brown. She got the right stuff. And Greg Brown. Partners in life in the team at Land of Kush here. And doing the vegan crab cake. The yum yum sauce. Well, I'll talk about the crab cake and all that. My wife this morning, and she's never done this on the crab cake tour, because she didn't know about... She knew about you, but she never looked at the menu, right?
Sure.
She knew about the vegan place. Because my wife loves vegetables. We eat a lot of vegetables. You know, I eat everything, but I love vegetables. I don't have any problem eating 5 vegetables on my plate.
Sure.
I eat Indian food all the time, and I go nuts for the cauliflower and the potatoes and the spinach. It's one of my thing. But this morning, I'm brushing my teeth, and she comes in, and she's got her little pad, and she's got your menu up. And she's like, I'd eat this. You're bringing this home. She said... Land of Kush, can you ask them about the Kush part of this thing here? Because she thought this was a cannabis dispensary. Yeah, she didn't.
Everybody thinks that, especially the young kids we go and talk to.
Maybe you move something next door. You know what I mean?
Hey,
maybe,
you know, if I could get a license.
You got a brand. You got a brand. You know?
If I could get a license. But what happened, I study African history. So Kush is ancient Nile Valley civilization. So I wanted to bring awareness to black history on a global scale. Not necessarily just to, you know, so I could be a historian. but just for people to ask questions. So why do you call it Kush? Oh, Black history is all over the world. And so like, so when I go and talk to the kids, like, they can ask. They think it's cannabis just like everybody else. And then I can say, I can start talking about Black history, and then they can go do research on their own. I don't gotta pound them over the head, and I don't have to actually, you know, step in and say, hey, do you know about Black history and, you know, this part of Africa? Like, I don't have to do all of that. I make them ask the question, and then I can talk about it. And as you can see, the artwork kind of gives you some semblance of that as well. So I get an opportunity to talk about history, you know, just based on the name. So,
well, you do all of this and you put some food together.
Yeah.
And then Stevie Wonder pulls up outside.
Stevie Wonder pulls up out of the blue. Like, one day, you know, one Saturday.
No call ahead,
you know? nothing. I just get a phone call from one of my staff.
Is he vegan?
Yeah, I assume so.
Yeah, they Google. Thank you for Google.
Yeah, so he wanted to eat vegan that day. So I get a phone call. I come downstairs, and, you know, Stevie Wonder sitting out in the truck right in front of the restaurant.
Did he sing to you or anything?
Nah.
You know what I would have done? I'd have said, Stevie, I'll make you anything you want. You got to sing Overjoyed for me.
That's I was terrified.
Right. Yeah, come on. Let's go.
Yeah. Living in the city is for me. But
My wife and I saw Stevie. It's true. I want to tell this on the air. 3 years ago, down at National Harbor, he played a gig, and the tickets prices were going down a little bit.
Right.
And tickets were dropping. They're dropping band seats. I said to my wife, it's going to be cheap enough. Let's just get in the car and go down there. Put something on. Let's go. We're going to jam with Stevie. When are we going to get a chance to do this? We got in the car right in front of Camden. We live downtown at the harbor. We got in front of Camden. I looked down on my phone. Two tickets in the front row popped up.
Wow.
On the app, and they were, like, affordable. They're like $100. I went boom, boom, bought them. I just turned to her right in front of M&T Bank Stadium, making the turn. I said, I just got us two front row seats for tonight. She's like, you're kidding me. I'm like, and I didn't pay $500. I didn't do anything stupid. I was
right,
like,
yeah,
they
yeah.
were just there, and they were in the – and we sat in the front row, Steve. Yeah, like, I love Steve.
Awesome.
He didn't see us, but we saw him.
Sure. Clearly,
he
right?
He didn't know we were there,
right.
But I was happy to be as close to him as we were. And he sang Overjoyed for me that night.
Oh, that's what's up.
Nice.
Yeah, so he came, he ate, and then he came back the next day.
Was this when he played the arena? We went to that show, too.
No, it wasn't.
He did songs in the Key of Life at the arena.
Right, but he was here for, he has family here, so he was here for, like, a funeral or something.
Oh, wow.
And so, so what happened was, he came, ate. Nobody knew he was here because he was sitting in the corner. And then he was sitting over in the corner. Nobody knew he was here because people were just coming in and out. And so he had to go to the bathroom. He got up, went to the bathroom, came out. Somebody
I peed in the same bathroom. Yeah. Stevie Wonder.
And then they started asking for autographs. Everybody went crazy. It was cool, great. And then the next day, I'm telling the customer about it right here in front of the register. And sure enough, the truck pulls up again.
What did he order?
He ordered the drummies. He ordered rice. He ordered, what else did he order? He ordered the ribs. He ordered the yams.
My wife says to me this morning, I brush me, she said, they got chick on there. You get it?
Yeah. Chick
on.
Yeah, exactly.
You're a guy that loves puns, man. So, yeah, you got to get it, right? Yeah. So, he ordered a bunch of different stuff, but he must have liked it. He came back the next day, ordered some more food, sat down and chilled out. And, yeah, it was great. It was an awesome day.
I knew I was going to like you guys.
Yeah, we became national that day. Well, international, good. Actually.
Give her something to promote.
She'll promote anything.
All right, so listen. And I'm gonna close this segment like this because I want everybody to come down. We're at the Land of Kush. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery, your friends at Window Nation, as well as Goodwill. I'm taking food home to my wife. She's counting on me.
Right.
We went and got some Thai the other night, so we got some noodles laying around. We got some things at the house, a little pizza from Pizza John's. But I'm responsible for dinner tonight.
Sure.
We eat almost everything.
Okay.
Like, and we obviously eat a lot of vegetables. I mean, why are vegetables dogged on? You know what I mean? Like, somebody say, well, I'm eating a vegetarian place. Like, you don't eat like, you've never had a potato. Like, you've never had a green bean.
Right.
What's wrong with you?
You've never had a piece of fruit.
You know, just skip the ribs and the chicken and just get the... I love soul food. So, she was reading the menu, the yams, all this stuff. I'll eat any of it. If you're going to put a plate together for two people in Timonium, just want to bring some food home, what do you recommend? If I bring six of your... six of your dishes, like six, seven,
okay,
$8.
Okay, so
no, I want to spend $30, $40 and I want to bring some food home and I want to try five or six things here.
So let's go ribs, Mac, kale.
Yes.
Ribs. So what are ribs?
The ribs are made from soybeans, the most popular dish that we have here. Mm-hmm. Homemade barbecue sauce with potatoes and other vegetables in it. Mm-hmm. Awesome dish. The mac and cheese, we make a homemade cheese.
I had already eyed that up.
Okay, everybody
eyes up. I was ordering that even if you told me you didn't like it.
Yeah,
I was going to get
it. Yeah, I get a scoop every day. And then the kale salad, homemade kale salad with garlic avocado dressing. And then also, I would say the drummies.
Are they hearing the order you're making for me right now?
They probably are.
Whatever this is what I want.
Yeah, I got you. And then you had the cucumber tomato salad. So I would do drummies. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Potato salad? You said potato salad?
Oh, man, yeah, drummies.
Potato salad. You like potato salad.
Salad and...
I just want your six best items.
I got you. I'll hook you up.
I want to take them home, and then I'm going to come back and get six more.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to do. All right?
I'm going to set you up.
Because we're coming down Monday night for the Raven celebration at the Meyerhoff.
Nice.
The 20th anniversary, and I wrote a book on that. You guys Ravens fans?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go Ravens.
I'm going to give a copy of Purple Rain, too, there.
Nice.
Thank you for hosting this.
Thank you
for introducing me to this delicious meal.
Fun cuisine.
Whatever, what's in that yum-yum there?
I can't tell you all my secrets.
That's not the same thing they put on a tabachi grill.
And then I got to take you out to... Montana and leave you out there with the bears. I gotta take you out to Montana.
Brown light and it's black fight back. That's all you need to know about the bears.
Okay.
Thanks for taking the call, Najee. I appreciate it. Thank you for coming.
Yeah, no problem. Appreciate you coming down.
Nice folks here. We're at the Land of Kush. Come on down. It's at Utah and Martin Luther King, right around the corner from the Meyerhoff, very close to the Lyric, very close to my alma mater, the University of Baltimore.
Oh, yes. There you go.
I don't tell everybody. It says Angelos on the wall, so I'm a little...
Yeah, that's okay.
I'm Nestor. We are WNST. On behalf of our friends at the Maryland Lottery, as well as Goodwill, and the 2-for-1 Windows. Boy, I got fitted today for my new Windows. 2-for-1 at Window Nation. And my friend Chloe here, who is doing intern day one. The summer from hell for the girl from South Carolina. Back for more WNST and Baltimore Positive right after this.